Then this next one is pacifying tamings. Because sometimes where there's a lot, so Wuzhang in the central Tibet, and Zhang, you see, there happened, you know, a lot of say, hailstorms and the crops, you know, they say, you know, kind of due to weather destroys, a lot of danger for the crops, and so much famine, great danger of famine happened. Then the great Yukatanda Jabo then went in the in Lhasa, the Guru Shetamani Buddha statue, blessed by Buddha himself, which is Cho, went in the presence of that, and then filled golden baking bowl, filled with grains, and then did his prayer. Did the prayer, he offered this Buddha, and the Cho there, and Buddha in there, the historical, the most precious statue there, that everybody from all over the world come to, you know, every day thousands of people go to seek a blessing of my offering. So when he was doing that, making prayer, offering this golden bowl filled with the grains, many Tibetan people who have karma, in the Wuzhang, many Tibetan people who have karma, you know, who is a little bit more, you know, minds a little bit more pure, then you see, from the sky, they saw Jainasi in the sky, making rainfalls of grains. They saw, some people saw. And while he was, while his yogi was praying in front of Buddha, then, so this is a holy speech, Vajra holy speech, is a blessed one that liberated sentient beings from the suffering of the hunger and thirst, poverty. Tayen towa de, tayen towa, and ever to let the lament to the end of the twenty and so the, Oh.